Greetings in Jesus and welcome to Highways and Byways for November. For our regular listeners, we're delighted that another copy of Highways and Byways has found its way into your CD player. And if you're thinking that things sound a bit different this month, you're right. We've taken a step of faith and rented out a building just for House of Prayer Ministries and productions like Highways and Byways. But the sound room isn't built yet, so you're bound to hear my voice bouncing all over the place this month. Lord willing, we'll have it fixed for December, and we'll be back on track and sounding a little more like normal. In any event, we're glad you're with us. And a special welcome to everybody who's put your first Highways and Byways CD into your player. For the next hour or so, you're going to hear our idea of church out of the box. Well, what's that like? Well, plenty of excellent music from unsigned, independent Christian artists from all walks of life. Just regular folks like you and me who are using their God-given skills to bless others. We spin all kinds of different styles, too, because everybody's taste is a little bit different, and if one song doesn't grab you, another one will. Now, music plays a big part of Highways and Byways, but it's not all that we do. You're going to hear some evolution versus creation debate, some good gospel humor along the way, a short word or two here and there to encourage you or to stir up your spirit a bit, and a few other segments peppered into the mix just for good measure. In our featured artist segment for November, we have a fellow that I came across on a Christian artist website. That website is indieheaven.com. I ought to give them a free plug here because they've been so gracious and helpful in getting me connected with some of these artists. Our featured artist for this month works in the trucking industry himself, and he goes by the name of Daniel Now. We'll hear two in a row and find out more about Daniel Now later when we get to our featured artist segment. All of our contact information, by the way, is on the front of this CD, and there's a whole lot of it there for a good reason. And yes, I'm going to tell you all about that, but not right at this moment. Our first song's about to spin, and that means I got to be quiet. But that's okay. I'll be back. Here's Jimmy Bratcher with a perfect example of what church out of the box means to us, with a song called Can't Get Over It.
My mind was crazy, my soul was sick. Thought every day would be just like the day before. I didn't know that there was any more. Different road that I was walking on. Different path and a different song. But my night turned to day.
Can't get over it. whenever things change, my life's rearranged, and I'll never, never, never get over it. No, no, no.
You wanted to see me, Pastor Pinoza?
Yes, Sonny. I believe we got a problem. I know I said you could handle the concerts while I was away, but, well, I've been reviewing this little tape here, and, well, frankly, I'm a little concerned.
Registering a little high on your grief meter?
Well, let's just say I've always seen the Christian life as a somber, reverent, narrow,
dull?
No, not... Well, yeah! Having fun contradicts everything I believe in.
Gee, well, they're already setting up.
Trust me on this one, Ernie. I've been a pastor for 35 years. I've built this congregation up to 27 members. That ought to tell you something.
Yeah, but I sure hate to disappoint 1,200 people.
1,200?
Yeah. They're lined up around the block.
Quiet, Ernie! Quiet, that's God talking!
I don't hear anything.
Of course not, you're just an assistant. Here's $5. Run down to the colonel and get some buckets. We got a show to do!